They say she needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town. She's nothing like a girl you've ever seen before. Nothing you can compare to your neighborhood. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. The way that booty moving, I can't take no more. Had to stop what I'm doing.
This goes you to you, the radio show that's responsible for knocking ears. So keep listening and book a trip to the ER every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4.
Come here! You get... Ow! Ah, it is 3 o'clock, guys. It's that time again. It's Booze Due to You. Today on the show, I had a request for the Dark Knight skit I made, Dark Knight Rises. I want to say big shout out to James Benson for bringing it up. Bringing it up. Yeah, he said, play it, man, play it. I'm your biggest fan. I'm a groupie or whatever. I'm not going to get into it. Also, I want to say big shout out to Sierra Tuesday, Rupert Bunting. The guys of Sandy Lake, the band, Sick Thorn. I want to say a big hello to everyone who listens to the show. You're all cool, guys. You're all cool in my books. Everyone who wrote on Facebook, thank you. Some good news for Booze Due to You. I'll get you guys more about that on the next show. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4, guys. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 to 4. Tell your friends, write on Facebook, and it's all cool. It's all cool. Anyway, the next song, first song of the day I want to play for you is a Christmas song. It's not just any Christmas song. I didn't know music Christmas songs could be so epic when you made them, you know? I didn't know they could be so epic like this. It starts off slow, but it picks up pace. This is Christmas Sarvario. I don't know how to say it, but it's by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They mix metal into their Christmas songs. It gets so epic. After that, we got some Edward Mayer and some Megadeth. Angry again after those. Listen to that, and your weather's coming up after the music break. Later.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, this is Metallica. This is Megadeth, Angry Again. It's a good tune. This is from this is from Last Action Hero. It's pretty good, guys. So keep listening. Some weather right after this song.
The more of you that I inspect, the more of me I see reflect, the more I try to read your lips, the more the mask you wear rips. But when I seek out your voice, my ears are overcome with noise. You show and tell the greatest ease, craving possibilities. Engage in clap my grasp my throat and raise my masterstroke. Full of mental overload. Angry again, angry now. And when the story takes a twist, like a contortionist, slide of hand and quick its change. The old tricks have been rearranged.
Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Booze UTU. My name is Lewis Wesley. Today is Thursday, November 18th. And here is your weather report. Sandy Lake, Ryogama Lake, Deer Lake, Sovereign Beaver, Wanaman Lake, and Kingfisher Lake. Today, clearing this afternoon, high minus 13. Tonight, clear, increasingly cloudiness near midnight, then periods of snow beginning overnight with a low of minus 18. Friday, periods of snow with a high of minus 12. Ketchikan, Poplar Hill, and McDowell, today increasingly cloudiness this afternoon, high of minus 10. Tonight, cloudy with a low of minus 12. Friday, flurries with a high of minus 12. Pickle Lake and Cat Lake, today cloudy with sunny periods, high of minus 10. Tonight, increasingly cloudiness, snow beginning near midnight with a low of minus 12. Friday, periods of snow ending in the afternoon with a high of minus 10. Bitro Lake and Satchel Lake, today sunny with a high of minus 14. With the wind chill, it'll even feel like minus 27 there in Bitro Lake. Tonight, increasingly cloudiness, periods of snow beginning overnight with a low of minus 20. Friday, periods of snow ending early in the afternoon, then cloudy with the amount of 2 centimeters with a high of minus 14. Port Hope and Weatherquay, today sunny with a high of 11. high of minus 11, wind chill at minus 25. Increasingly cloudiness tonight with a low minus 17. Friday, cloudy with a high 11 with a wind chill at minus 25. Moosonee and Fort Albany today periods of light snow ending early this afternoon with a high of minus 7. Tonight, clear with the wind with a low of minus 19. Moosonee and Fort Albany today periods of snow ending early this afternoon with a high of minus 7. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 19. Friday, increasing the cloud and a snow beginning afternoon with a high of minus 8. Apawaxstat today, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Temperature steady near minus 11. Tonight, clear with a wind chill at minus 27. Without the wind chill, it's minus 21. So it's still pretty cold. Wind chill make it worse. And tomorrow, Friday, increasingly cloudiness with a high of minus 12. Fort Severn today is sunny with a high of minus 14. Wind chill will make it feel like minus 30. Tonight, you're going to see a minus 18 with the wind chill with a minus 27. Friday, mix of sun cloud, high of minus 9. Pewanic. Today's sunny, windy, so you're going to have more wind chill, low of minus 20 with a wind chill at minus 25. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 8 with increasingly cloudiness. High of minus 8, I should say. The city of Thunder Bay and Superior West today, a mix of sun and cloud. A low of minus 5. Tonight, cloudy. Temperature rising to 0 by morning. It should be a little bit of snow. Friday, cloudy. 60% chance of flurries with high of plus 5. Kenora and Nestor Falls today, cloudy with sunny periods. And then a 30% chance of flurries with a high of minus 6. Tonight, snow with a low of minus 6. Friday, periods of snow ending early in the evening with a high of minus 5. Dryden Ignace, today cloudy with sunny periods and 30% chance of flurries with a high of minus 6. Tonight, snow with a low of minus 7. Friday, periods of snow ending in the afternoon, then cloudy with a high of minus 3. Fort Francis and Rainy Lake, today cloudy with sunny periods, high of minus 4. Tonight, snow with a low of minus 7. Friday, snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with a high of minus 1. Atikokan and Uppsala, today cloudy with sunny periods, high of minus 5. Tonight, cloudy with a minus 6. Friday will be snowing with a high of 0. Red Lake and Ear Falls, today increasing cloudiness, high of minus 8. Tonight, snow with the temperature near minus 8. Friday, snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries with the temperature at minus 13. And finally, here in Sulakot and Savannah Lake, today a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of flurries near noon. That kind of happened, I guess, near noon. Minus 7. Tonight, snow at amount to 10 centimeters with a low of minus 8. So we're going to get some snow tonight and tomorrow. Snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, amount to 2 centimeters, wind becoming 20 kilometers early in the afternoon, high minus 3 with the temperature falling to minus 7 in the afternoon. And that was your weather report. And I don't know what to talk about, but what I'm going to tell you something is about crazy, something just nuts I found on the net. I guess there's a place in Arizona where you can go eat. And this grill, this place that they call it, it's called the Heart Attack Grill. Isn't that awful? The Heart Attack Grill? And this is out of Arizona, Chandler, Arizona, to be exact. And they have a menu that's make you feel a little bad. You can get French fries, but they're called flatliner fries. Or you can get the quadruple bypass burger, which contains 8,000 calories. Did you hear what I said? A quadruple bypass burger. That's almost not funny. Just when you put an order, it's just put in your prescription with the nurse. Nurses are waitresses are nurses. And when you gotta order food, you're gonna get a prescription. That's what it means. I don't know. The whole place is hospital themed. Very controversial. You could tell that it's not healthy for you. And here's the deal. If you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free. Isn't that crazy? You're just helping. I can't even get into it. 350 pounds, you eat for free. Whatever. Let's listen to music, guys. Later.
Looking everybody else watching. I don't wanna be obnoxious, but this girl worth the gossip. Take it with a smile, the tattoos now forever. She very godless. I imagine her topless. She might set up my rocket. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, on and popping. She mad marketing, attitude like we arguing. With her by my side, I bring glitter to my life. I should Twitter this girl is
boss. She ain't a rock star, but she got groupies. She ain't no actress. Who that girl, she ain't got bridges, but she got that.
my name, cause that's where she get it from. They never shot her with silicone. Shawty is her and her, and she the real one. Touch one, grab one, feel one. I wish she would've told me that. Ain't nothing wrong bringing the old me back. The mama know her body so trophy glass. She worth every bit of some Chloe bags. Like, damn, can I be the police badge? Pull it over, get a little cozy and reminisce on it like an OD jam. Record some shit on a Playboy cam. She ain't no actress. The movie for my mattress. Rockstar, none of that practice. But still she got her ass.
She ain't a rock star, but she got groupies. She ain't no actress, but she make movies. And when she throws that thing around, everybody be breaking their neck like, ooh, that girl, ooh, that girl, ooh, that girl. She ain't got bridges, but she got fashion. She ain't a model, but camera's flashing. And when she throws that thing around, everybody be breaking their neck like,
I don't. So
your love.
Yeah, just kidding. That was Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha. So, you're listening to Wooja 2. My name is Lewis Wesley. Right now, right after this little news mail, listen to this. Apparently, I don't know, you guys watch Dancing with the Stars? I don't. I don't even know what it is. So, I'm going to tell you this. A man apparently enraged by Bristol Pollen's Dancing with the Stars routine blasted his TV with a shotgun, leading to an all-night standoff with police commandos, investigators said. Isn't that nuts? Like, that's crazy. Stephen Conwin, 67, was arrested Tuesday morning after officers coaxed him out of his house in Vermont, a rural farming community near Madison Cohen, who is accused of threatening his wife with a gun after destroying the television, appeared at Madison courtroom Wednesday on a charge of secondary reckless endangerment. His bail was set as $1,500. County attorney's hearing? Yeah. Anyway, according to court documents, Jenny said her husband came home Monday from the bar, had a beer and dinner, then he settled down and started watching Dancing with the Stars. When Pollen, 20-year-old daughter of Tea Party favorite and former Republican vice president candidate Sarah Pollen, began a routine, Conwin jumped up, began swearing, and he was getting mad. Like, oh my god, he got so mad, he shot his own TV. Just because, I don't know, he didn't like the way she danced? I don't know. What is that on Dancing with the Stars? I don't know. But anyway, right now, I got you guys the Dark Knight Rises skit. Oh yeah, but after that, right after that, we're going to jump into music straight away. That song I'm going to put out there for some guys I know from up north and everything. They love this song. It's Bullet for My Valentine's, Room 409. A little heavier than most things. So guys, my average listeners, don't turn it off the thing yet. It's Bullet for My Valentine, Room 409. It's a metal song. It's pretty good. No swearing. I know that for sure. But it's a good song, so enjoy that one. After that, we got some Pink, So What? I haven't heard that song in a while, so I thought I'd play that. But anyway, without further ado, here is The Dark Knight Rises.
Scene is at Commissioner Gordon's residence. It's that night.
An hour goes by, and Gordon finally makes it home. The rain is pounding the streets outside his windows. Gordon enters carrying his trench coat over his arm, with flowers clenched in his hands. He calls out for Barbara. Barbara, I'm home. He looks around in the dark room for her to appear. She doesn't. Then he notices a hint of light flickering in the kitchen. He heads towards it. Barbara? He enters the kitchen, which is barely lit by the glow of a candle. He blows out the flame and turns on the kitchen light. Zaz is standing in the corner of the room, now wearing a shirt. Victor Zaz.
You're late, Commissioner. I was starting to wonder if you'd make it.
Gordon quickly turns and pulls out his gun and Zaz. Who are you? What are you doing in my home? Where's my wife?
So many questions and not even a hello.
Tell me where she is!
Zaz grins and starts to walk about around Gordon. Ever slowly, but walking around James Gordon.
Don't you move!
Zaz stops, but then keeps walking, exiting the kitchen into the hallway leading to the bedroom. Gordon follows Zaz with his gun and heads with him down the hall to the bedroom. As Gordon walks down the hallway, he notices he spots pools of blood. James Gordon. Oh god, no. Zaz opens the bedroom door, where blood smeared all over the door. Victor Zaz.
Sorry about the mess.
Gordon enters the room. His wife is on his bed. Her throat is cut. Blood soaks into the sheets. Gordon is in shock. Stands staring out the window. Gordon walks to his wife's side, his face trembling with fear as a single tear falls down his cheek. Victor Zaz.
Just thinking you'd have to put your family in front of your job tonight. She may still be alive.
Gordon points his gun back at Zaz.
You want to kill me?
I can see it in your eyes. That anger. The idea that your life has no meaning now. I've been there. But I'm free of that now.
James Gordon.
Shut up! This ends now! I'm bringing you in.
Gordon pulls out his walkie-talkie off his belt.
This is Gordon. There's been a 187 at 527 Parkland Avenue, apartment 3C. I have the suspect in sight. All officers in the area report immediately.
10-4, we'll send all available units.
Gordon tightens his focus on Zaz. Victor Zaz.
Why do you think I'm still here? I'm here to help you. I can take the pain away.
Zaz reaches into his back pulling out his knife, which still has Barbara's blood on it.
Put the knife down!
Zias starts to walk around the bedroom towards Gordon. James Gordon.
Stop where you are, or I will shoot!
As Zias moves closer, Gordon notices in the reflection of the mirror another man with a bat creeping up behind him from out of the bathroom. He takes a swing at Gordon. Gordon ducks. He palms his gun and clocks the man in the nose, bringing him down. He's down. Zias then runs at Gordon with his knife. He tries to stab him. Tries stabbing him in the back. He runs Gordon into the wall, knocking the gun out of his hand. His blade doesn't seem to be piercing Gordon's flesh. Zias spins Gordon around, rips open his shirt to reveal a bulletproof vest. He puts the blade to his throat.
The Black Mask sends his regards.
At that moment, Detective Allen sees from down the hall and takes a shot at Zaz, catches him in the shoulder. Zaz runs to the bedroom window. Detective Allen enters the bedroom. He sees Barbara and is shocked, but gathers himself and tends to Gordon. Detective Crispus Allen. Gordon, you all right?
James Gordon.
Yeah. Gordon runs to the window and looks out. The rain blurs his vision, but he sees Zaz making his way down the fire escape. Gordon heads out the window.
I'm going after him.
Detective Crispus Allen. I'll get the car. Detective Allen leaves. Gordon makes his way down the slippery fire escape. As he makes it down the last few steps, a black car pulls up at the end of the alley. The windows open. Two automatic weapons appear. Gordon runs for cover behind the dumpster. They start shooting, keeping Gordon pinned down behind the dumpster while Zaz makes it through the car safely. The black car speeds away. Gordon quickly gets up and runs to the end of the alley. He spots the black car, but it's too far to get a shot off. Detective Allen pulls up in the car. Gordon runs around the passenger side and gets in and begins their pursuit. End of part one. Scene now is in Detective Crispus Allen's car. It's night, and it's raining continuously. Detective Allen is on a radio calling in the situation while Gordon is trying to gather ammo. Detective Crispus Allen.
This is Detective Crispus Allen. I'm with Commissioner Gordon. We're in pursuit of the black Cadillac Eldorado. No visible plates. There are at least four men armed with automatic weapons. Approach with extreme caution. All officers redirect to 23rd first. I repeat, all officers redirect to 23rd first. Immediately.
10-4, we'll send all available units.
Detective Allen puts the receiver back in his holster. Crispus Allen.
You ready?
Gordon looks ready as he ever could be. A couple shots are fired at him from the Eldorado. Gordon opens his window and starts to fire back. He takes out the back window. The driver of the Eldorado sees the flashing lights heading straight for them. So he sharply turns left into another street, followed by Detective Allen's car. They continue to both return gunfire back and forth, both going at high speeds. Detective Allen gets the front of his car right up beside the Eldorado and bumps it. The Eldorado swerves, almost losing control. Detective Allen does it again, gaining the same result. A few blocks ahead, the Batman is watching from a rooftop. Scene now, rooftop, night raining continuous. Batman steps off the ledge and grabs his collapsible gun, similar to the sticky bomb gun from The Dark Knight. He steps up to the ledge and aims at the Eldorado. He shoots. A small EMP device attaches itself to the Eldorado. It takes out the car's electrical systems. The car stops. Detective Allen stops the car across from him. The Eldorado masked driver.
What the hell?
Masked passenger.
We need to end this now.
The four take cover behind the car and start to fire at Detective Allen and Gordon. Other cops start to arrive, creating perimeter around the Eldorado. They also fire at them. The police presence is starting to overwhelm them. They start shooting. Gordon grabs the megaphone. James Gordon.
It's over! Throw out your weapons and come out with your hands up!
Zaz turns to the masked men behind him. Victor Zaz.
Cover me!
The masked men start to shoot again as Zaz runs into the alley behind them. Zaz looks back and sees one of the masked men go down. He takes a left turn down the alley. He goes a little further and runs into a brick wall. He sees a door nearby and attempts to kick it in. After a few attempts, Batman appears and pulls Zaz to the pavement. Victor Zsasz.
Oh, Batman, it's you. What took you so long?
Batman picks up Zsasz by his shirt and stands him on his feet.
You think you're indestructible, don't you?
He starts to laugh. Batman kicks him in the chest, throwing him back to the ground. Zsasz gets up slowly.
But you're just a man. And one of these days, someone's gonna take you down.
Zsasz pulls out his knife.
Maybe that's today. I'm gonna cut you and let you bleed out just like it did to Gordon's honey.
Batman fills up with anger. He catches Zaz's arm and lunges it back at him with the knife. He breaks his arm. He takes his legs out from under him, bringing him to the ground. Batman then starts to repeatedly punch Zsasz in the face. At that moment, Gordon and Detective Allen come around the corner. Detective Allen attempts to engage, but Gordon stops him. Detective Christmas Allen.
We have to, sir.
Zsasz is now obviously unconscious, but Batman keeps swinging away. Seconds later, a hand lands on Batman's shoulder.
It's all right. You can stop now.
Batman stops, looks at Gordon, then looks at Zsasz, and realizes what he has done. A pool of blood starts gathering around Zsasz's body. Batman stumbles back, with his hands shaking. The Batman.
What have I done?
Batman looks up at the people gathering where the balcony's watching. Detective Allen notices cops heading down the alley. Detective Christmas Allen.
Sir, backup's coming.
Gordon turns to the Batman.
Go, I'll take it from here.
Batman is still shook up, but he looks at Gordon and acknowledges. He starts to leave.
Gordon. And Batman.
Batman stops and looks back.
Thank you.
Batman stands still for a second and pulls out his grappling gun and shoots it into the air and disappears into the night sky.
End of part two.
Okay, guys, hope you guys liked that one. That was The Dark Knight Rises by me, voice actor, I guess, and other stuff. But this is a song for all you metalheads and all you guys up north who love Bullet for My Valentine and anyone who just loves it. I don't know, I like them. They're okay. But this is a good song. This is Room 409 by Bullet.
Yeah!
Alright guys, hope you guys enjoyed that one. That was Room 409 by Bullet for My Valentine. Yeah!
I listen to Buju to You Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4 on Huawei Bay Radio. Let's get it on.
Okay, guys, here's another one I wanted to play for you guys. It's called So What by Pink. Everyone knows this one. It's from 2008. It's still good. Anyway, enjoy this one. Some more Buju T news in 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Guys, we're back. My name's Louis Wesley. You guys all know that. You all know that. Okay, what I'm going to tell you now is kind of scary. Well, not really scary, but it's scary if it happens to you. Like, and this stuff happens all the time. It's called identity theft. But what I'm going to tell you may help you protect yourself. Well, maybe protect yourself. I don't know. Or just don't. Information I'm telling you is for good reasons. In May, Matthew Smith, this is some guy, received a piece of junk email from a marketer. The marketer chose the wrong guy to spam. Smith, he's a former hacker and now works as a network security engineer. He runs a blog called Attack Vector, devoted to online security issues. He decided to use a marketer named Steve as a guinea pig to show how easy it was to track down information about someone based solely on an email address, and documented how he did it to serve as a warning to others who may not understand the power of what's available to anyone looking to dig into your background. Yeah. With a few simple online tools, Smith unearthed information once available only to private investigators and law enforcement, from criminal records and financial information to hobbies, to even the names of their marketers' children. So many naive people on the internet who really have no clues, says Smith. Okay, there's a couple sites, from snitch.name to spokio.com. The hosts, there's sites that are able to put in their name and you can find out where they are. Like, literally, you can find out where they live. I checked it out. You could see their apartment. Like, it even shows it on Google Maps. It's so crazy. I don't know. See, the host sites are available to run down details on everything from a person's criminal background to who knows who owns a website. In particular, hacking skills. No hacking skills are needed. You just got to know where to look on the internet. They have sites like this. There's an entire industry and markets being built on all this data mining, drilling down to who you are and what you do, said Michael Ferning, founder of the Reputation Defender. There's so much data out there about each of us. If you know what you're doing, you might automate that process and come up with a quick snapshot of someone. They might label this person as bankrupt, deadbeat, or who shouldn't get a loan. You know what I mean. He's telling that. Anyway, anyone can access this information. Marketer's email from Matt Smith contain routing information. Oh yeah, whenever you send an email, it holds your router's IP address, which is like the key to get into your computer. People could do that. There's simple ways to change it. Yahoo and Hotmail for email services uses SMTP to send it. For example, by using Outlook Express instead of through the web, the procedure varies from email service to email service. But on Outlook, right-click on the message in your inbox and select Message Options. That will give you an information box that includes internet headers. If the person's email service leaks their IP address, it will be there in parent lists after email addresses or whatever. Let's see. Using the website GeoIP tool, Smith was able to track Steve's location and so, yeah. And using Google Map, using that, he was able to find out where he lived. Then he used Google Map View, Street View, to look where his house is. And you could also look up Facebook and everything. It's so crazy. You don't even need passwords. You can just find this. Anything that you put on Facebook that's underneath your info, people can see that. Like, that's why you guys are changing privacy. Facebook is so open. Maybe, like, a good thing to do is not let anyone else see it but your friends. But if you put friends of friends, your friends could come look at your stuff. Their friends could look at their stuff. It's ongoing. So, remember, privacy thing. But it's pretty crazy, eh? All he had to do was find out, have his email address, and he found everything. This is what he got. At the end of everything he did, this is what he found out. He found out his wife's page included his grandchildren. He found details about his children and grandchildren. He also found family members, ages, schools, anniversary dates, marriage lengths, hobbies, interests, phone numbers, addresses, property records, property taxes, pictures of their house. Man, that's scary. Pictures of them, pictures of their children and grandchildren, deeds on their house, bankruptcies, employment history, previous addresses, address creditors, and a bit of social security numbers. This guy, Mr. Smith, found out all that information just by getting his email address. So, maybe you should ask yourselves, am I protected? There's simple ways. He says, goes on to say that there's simple ways to protect yourself. Just simply Google it. Say internet protection, IP protection, like if you guys really into it. But other than that, yeah, scary world. So scary. But that's all it for now. Let's listen to more music, guys. Listen to Buju to you, and I'm outy for another couple minutes. Thank you, guys.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Gaiocho. Que hola gata, que hola omega. And this how we gonna do it. Dale! 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Si es verdad que tú eres guapa, yo te voy a poner gozar. Tú tienes la boca grande, dale, ponte a jugar.
these hats. Label flop, but pit won't stop. Got her in a cockpit playing with bits. Now watch me make a movie like Albert Hitchcock.
Enjoy. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. 1, 2, 3, 4. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Si es verdad que tú eres guapa, yo te voy a poner gozar. Tú tienes la boca grande, dale, ponte a jugar. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mommy got an ass like a donkey with a monkey. Look like King Kong. Welcome to the crib. Real fat, that's what it is. With the women down here, all the shh. They don't play games, they off the chain. And they love to do everything and anything. And they love to get it in, get it on all night long.
I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Si es verdad que tú eres guapa, yo te voy a poner gozar. Tú tienes la boca grande, dale, ponte a jugar. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Baby, you can get it. If you with it, we can play. Baby, I got cribs, I got condos, we can stay. Even got a king size mattress we can lay. Baby, I don't care what they say.
I know you want me, you know I want ya. I know you want me, you know I want ya. I know you want me, you know I want ya. I know you want me, you know I want ya. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Rumba. Ella quiere su rumba. ¿Cómo? Si es verdad que tú eres guapa, yo te voy a poner gozar. Tú tienes la boca grande, dale, ponte a jugar.
Yeah. Come on, Pitbull. Give it to me. Yeah. Pitbull's awesome. Cool. Pitbull's cool. But I'm Louis Wesley, and this is Buju to you. And it's the end of the day, sadly. This is my last segment for today. So I'm going to run through these things. This is kind of sucks. I've been reading this news article, and it kind of gets me upset. Like, I totally feel this person. Most people get a page or two when their phone bill comes in the mail. Not Wanda Roney. Since July, the resident of St. I don't know where she's from. She has received phone bills of the length of short novels. Holy cow. I've been getting 20 pages of phone bills every month, Rooney said. Rooney says she racked up $47,000 in 1 week after being instructed by a Bell customer service representative to connect her cellular phone to the new laptop computers her daughters, had received as a gift. The laptops would not work with the dial-up internet service Rooney subscribes. She subscribes to a high-speed internet lines that don't reach a rural home, so Rooney was told to get a mobile internet stick, which you plug in the USB ports and laptops. However, Rooney drove to 3 Bell stores and could not find them. They were all sold out. The guy on the line told me, "Oh, it's no problem. Your cell phone has unlimited internet, so you can just connect your phone to your computer." That's what the representative told him. After Rooney asked 3 times if it would be any extra charges, Alexandra stayed on the phone with the customer representative for about an hour to figure out how to connect the phone to a computer. And after a week later, Rooney's phones were disconnected. After 1 week, that sucks, her phone's disconnected, she borrowed a phone to call Bell Services. She spoke to an agent. "He told me I had a very high balance," she said. "He told me $47,000, and then he told me I had to agree to pay a minimum payment of $300 for my phones to be reconnected. On top of that, wow." Since that day, Rooney's phone bills has not been less than 5 figures. Her most recent bill was for $12,000, and Bell has cut off her phone services 6 times. Rooney says she spent hours each month waiting through late charges and fee reversals to figure out how much she owes the phone company, and then hours more contacting customer service agents. Rooney is subscribed to Bell Satellite Television's cell phone, landline, and internet service, which usually pays $500 a month. So that's crazy, man. They told her something, and they totally did something else. Oh, it's awful. Too bad for her. I feel bad. Anyway, another thing. Kesha's performance on the morning TV show in Australia this week provoked a storm of complaints from concerned viewers who branded her too Racy. Huh. Why not? She's Kesha, of course. Of course she's gonna be a little racy. See her videos? Anyway, the pop star took the stage on Tuesday morning for Australia's Sunrise Breakfast Show to perform her latest track, We Are Who We Are. Really? In the morning? That early? Yeah, I don't know. Kesha ripped a stock... Oh, let's see. Kesha granted and ripped... She came up and ripped stockings with two scantily clad backing dancers before climbing onto a couch as she sexily stranded host David Cooch, who was later forced to make a public apology over the star's overly saucy show. Wow. Man, maybe she was on something? Who knows? I don't know, but that's the end of the day, and this is my last song of the day. It's Paramore's Ignorance. I haven't heard this one in a while. I know there's some Paramore fans everywhere, somewhere, a little bit inside you. Maybe not. Anyway, I'm Bougie to you. I'm Lewis Wesley. This was Bougie to You. I'll see you guys next Tuesday or Thursday or whenever we're on. Later, guys.
If I'm a bad person, you don't like me. Well, I guess I'll make my own way. It's a circle, a mean cycle. I can't excite you anymore. Judge me, we'll sentence me to another life. Don't wanna hear your sad songs, I don't wanna feel your pain. But it's always on my fault, cause you know we're not the same. We're not the same. Oh, we're not the same. Yeah, the friends are set together, we were invincible. But I guess you can't accept that the change is good. It's good, it's
Ben Nardi.